Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of our podcast, the Fat Buddies podcast, here with Jake Fat Trading. How are you, man? How was team of the year for you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, team of the year, out of a 10, let's rank it out of 10, right? I think that's a valid way to do it. I would probably rank it like a 4 out of 10. And the thing with team of the year is we got a lot of what we wanted to, like, I mean, like, what we expect to see at team of the year was honestly just the upgrade pack. So people love spamming upgrades all week, trying their luck at packing a team of the year. And last year we only got the good upgrades literally for a day. So that was a big improvement this year. We did get the 83 plus multiple times. So you had even more chance of packing team of the year out of that. I know that the pack weights were really low and a lot of people debate that they were lower than years past, but there's no way to prove that. If it says like 1% or less, we don't know if that's 0.1, 0.001. You know, we don't know how far that stretches. So that might be anecdotal. But the big issue for me was the lack of SBCs during Team of the Year for specific players. And then for icons, they didn't release any new icons. Which stinks because a lot of people were spamming those upgrade packs and they wanted to complete something with their SBC fodder. At least we had Bruno Fernandes out. And then we got Ribery, who's a total scam in my opinion. I mean, right now, fodder is extremely high, like the highest it's ever been. But he's right now 400K higher about than Neymar, which is just stupid because he's a worse card. Debatably tougher to link. And then we also got this Sabitzer, which is one of the worst value SBCs of the year. He's literally like 600K, and his stats aren't even incredible for that price. He would probably be like 150 on the market. You could even compare him if you wanted to inform Delaney right now, right? And inform Delaney's like 175K. So for me, the SBCs were really lacking, and like EA released Rooney one day after Team of the Year, so you couldn't craft him. So I thought that was a little bit unfair of them to not give us the good stuff till right after, because people would have 100% completed this Rooney over some of the SBCs they did. What about you? What did you think?
Yeah, so for me, I think it was, and I'm trying to be very objective here. I think it was the worst promo in the last year and a half. I think from
really?
The last, yeah, so from FIFA 20 to FIFA 21, I don't remember a promo for which was so disappointing for me than this one. And I have a couple of reasons
sure.
that you also mentioned.
Yep.
First reason, the lack of good SBCs. Okay, we had some good SBCs. We had Dybala and Boateng, but that were too small for the amount of fodder and packs that people opened.
Yeah.
As you said, we didn't get any icon SBCs. I personally, I've opened a lot of packs. I can be very subjective here because, for example, I've opened twice more packs this year than I did last year in the team of the year. And I really believe like the pack chances were less than last year. I didn't pack any team of the year.
Yep.
Last year I packed two. Okay, maybe I got very lucky, but as I told you, I packed two times more packs.
Oh, yeah.
I've opened two times more packs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, it was good that we had the upgrade packs, but I really believe that the upgrade, league upgrade and premium league upgrade were very bad. People who packed team of the years didn't pack team of the years out of the upgrade packs. They packed them out of gold packs, gold upgrade packs, and so on. I've watched two streamers. I watched Nick run the Food Market and Matt Food Trading.
Yeah.
Matt opened 2.5k packs, so 2,500 packs.
Yeah.
In two of the days, he streamed 20 hours. He didn't pack any team of
That's
the year
crazy.
In,
That's
in 20
crazy.
Hours.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched Nick opening packs for 3 days. He packed Neuer in his 30th pack, and after that, in 2,000 packs, he didn't pack anybody.
Wow.
So I truly believe like it was a scam. To save packs, to open packs, to do upgrade packs. It was really a scam from EA.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have been more happy if we would have had where to put the fodder into.
Exactly.
And we didn't have where to put the fodder into. As you said, they released Rooney one day after. I had some duplicates fodders in my trade pile. let's say, for a couple of days, and I waited. You remember, we've discussed during our last podcast that maybe they will do something big for everybody to put their father in. I didn't even care if it would have been like a 2 million SBC, but some player who was worth it to put the packs in. So overall, I believe it was a very, very bad promo by EA. And for the average player, for the average user, didn't bring a lot of fun.
Exactly. And on top of that, Florian, one thing they did bring out, I think, in one of the later days with Team of the Year was the mid-icon upgrade. And it's a one-time thing, right? And it's decent. And I think people did it because they could throw fodder at it. But to me, this isn't the type of SBC we are looking for. And that's because it's expensive. And it's just one of those gambling SBCs, right? A lot of the time, you're going to get back someone that doesn't even make your starting 11. So it actually is a win for EA because you just wasted a bunch of coins on a card that probably won't be on your team for very long unless you get very lucky, let's be honest. So EA continues to do that. We did get this Ronaldo as well. One thing I'll say about this Ronaldo, and I think it's important to touch on, is that I absolutely love the concept, but I don't fully love this card. And what I'd like to see them do, and this is a big difference to me, is, you know, Ronaldo's card here is fantastic. In fact, I'm going to search it and show you something. It's a nice card, but it's a little bit too close to cards like Gold Dembele in stats. And one thing that I would love to see them do is that he got a 3-star weak foot, and he has never, ever, ever in FIFA had a 3-star weak foot. Okay? Yeah. So I'm not sure like what they're flashing back to. Maybe when he was like 10 years old or something. Because he's never had a 3-star weak foot ever. So for them to downgrade that just because it's a worse card seems kind of silly to me. For the price, what I would have loved to see, and I would like this in the future too, is I don't care if the whole card is downgraded, because that's kind of the point, right? They're younger. It's a flashback. I would have loved to see him get a 5-star weak foot, even though I think that it could be really debated. Basically, I would like to see something upgrade while the overall card is quite a bit worse, right? So the reason I couldn't get on board with this is because if you look statistically, this card is way too close to like a 7k card in FIFA. I understand that Ronaldo has a really unique body type, and I think that's one of the perks of him. He's a lot bigger. He's a little bit maybe quicker and more agile than his gold card, but you guys can see right here, their stats are relatively similar. And for me, I would just, if he would have had 5-star weak foot, which he doesn't even have on his gold, I think that would have made that concept just superb, right? Where he got a small upgrade in one stat and then his overall card was worse. I think that's a good idea. I'd like to see something like that going forward where they have a little bit of a boost somewhere. And even worse stats everywhere overall, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so EA, when they released Ronaldo, they thought about two things. First, were the people who were opening thousands of packs and they needed an SBC, and a lot of people completed him like this. Myself, I didn't. And second thing were, let's say, people who didn't have a lot of coins but really wanted a Ronaldo in their squads.
Exactly.
And let's say with that theory, as you know, guys who are listening or watching, we don't really agree, because you can save here 300k coins on specific fodder or coins in the game and build and afford a gold Ronaldo, which is, in my opinion, better than this card.
Exactly. And in that case, like you said, Florian, EA is taking advantage a little bit of knowing that they have a name here, right? They have Ronaldo. Yeah. You can get the special card, one of your favorite players, one of the best players of all time. You can get him if you've never been able to afford him. And you guys would be surprised. I'm not sure if this fits to you, our audience, but you would be surprised how many people said, I'm doing him because he's Ronaldo. And they said that verbatim.
Yeah.
They didn't care really what his stats were. They couldn't care less if his weak foot was worse. They said, it's Ronaldo, he's mine. And so it worked for EA.
And I don't remember, Jake, if there was any time a case when a player had an SBC and was in packs as a special card in the same time.
Not that I recall, to be honest. I'd have to do a little bit more research, but I don't recall
people any. People were also dragged by this. Like, he was in Team of the Year. and you could have also craft him in an SBC. So that was also something to add to the hype.
Exactly. Exactly that. And because his team of the year was so expensive, it's just like, I'll never be able to get that. What? I guess yeah. I'll get this. So you're right. I love the concept. I'd love to see it on like Neymar. I think they could do it on Ibrahimovic, Messi even, where you can't afford that top version, although Messi is so cheap this year, it's not as relevant. But you get the point. A flashback with like Neymar and his Santos days would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be very nice. Tell me a little bit about the prices now that the team of the year it's finished. Tell me a bit what you think about the prices. I know you tried some players. What did you like about them? Quickly, let's say, to end the team of the year topic to move to some better things.
Yeah, I haven't tried as much as I'd like to be honest. I'm not going to be home this weekend, else I would play them for weekend league. I would really want to try Davies. I've heard he's absolutely outstanding from everyone. Same thing with Bruno. People are saying that this Mbappe is like on par with this Ronaldo. So if you want a cost savings there, if you're really high budget, that would be that. Lewandowski has more goals per game for me than Prime Edo, just so you know. Like, and I love Edo, but this card I think is actually like incredible value. I think he's probably the best like 2 to 3 million striker available right now. So I'd highly recommend giving him a try. I have tried him. Team of the Year's actually shot up a little bit in price right as Team of the Year was ending. And I think what happened was, Florian, everyone got kind of distracted, I guess I would say, with upgrade packs and things like that on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And what happened was EA released a ton of lightning rounds on Friday. I think they did a small allotment on Saturday. And then they didn't actually do any to end Team of the Year on Sunday or Monday, which kind of threw people off. So people expected more supply of these cards in the next few days, and it never came. So prices went up dramatically on these cards early this week, but now they're back down a little bit. Like Davies, for example, I want to say he's been up to like 2.1 maybe on PS.
Yeah, he was there, yeah.
There you go, right here, 2.1 KPS, and he's down. And now, and we kind of expected this to happen. I did say it on stream if you've been in them, but as future stars approach, people kind of panic and they say, oh no, what if there are better cards coming out? I might want those, and they start selling again. So it's kind of a funny concept. Davies is still going to be the best left back in the game, so I expect a rebound after future stars. But yeah, I think future stars, what it's going to do is it's going to add a lot of new meta cards in like that 3 to 750k range, which I think is really needed right now. We typically only get those through like special promotions. Team of the week is hit or miss. Team of the year are all too expensive for a lot of people, but I'm excited to see some like new midfielders, like maybe Camavinga or Saka, or there's so many that they could do. Pedri, they could do a Tomori and release him at AC Milan. You know, there's so many fun options, and I think this has become a community favorite because there's so many cards people want to try.
Yeah, just a last thought about the team of the year from my side. As I told you, I didn't pack any of them, but I believe either Saturday or Sunday morning I bought a Davies.
Yep.
So you remember in the last podcast I said that's my favorite card and at least I want to get one. So what I did with my packs, I did the following. The untradeable gold rares, I put them in at upgrades, and the tradable, I sold them to at least save some coins and afford also the team of the year.
Yep.
And I bought Davies, and man, Davies is phenomenal. Okay, yeah. I didn't play with a lot of cards this year, the high rated cards.
Sure.
But Davies is like, I don't think there is a faster player than Davies. And for me, who I'm not like very good in skill moves and so on, abusing that pace is something that I really love. So
don't be a pace merchant. Don't tell him, Florian.
And second thing is that I crafted, let's say, two SBCs in the let's say father thing, and I did Boateng to Link. I knew I will buy
exactly.
Davies, and I link to Davies. And second card I crafted Bruno Fernandes, Player of the Month.
Nice.
Which I believe is a very good value for money SBC.
Me too.
And you told me he's one of your favorites. You told me in the podcast.
Even the team
and
of the group stage.
I really love him.
I
really love him. And I don't know if you try a lot, if you like a lot the finesse shot, but man, his finesse shots are like crazy good.
I believe that. And I believe, guys, that like Florian's saying, I believe that Davies and TAA right now are going to do really, really well in the coming weeks, because I'm not sure if you guys have been keeping up, but with all the patches and everything, what's becoming really meta and really pushed is a five at the back formation.
Mm-hmm.
And Davies fits that perfectly, because what you do is you turn in those wingbacks to attackers pretty much. So Davies is like absolutely ideal for it. Same with Trent, because their stats are so well-rounded. In fact, for me, if I get a Davies, and I've been saying this all week, if I get Davies, he's not going to play a left back for me if I keep my same standard formation. I need to get him in the midfield because he's so good. I feel like personally for me, he's a little bit wasted at left back unless I can do like a 3-5-2 or a 5-3-2 and bring him forward a little bit more.
Actually, Jake, I'm playing a 4-2-2-2
yep.
system, and the two CMs for me are Davies and Bruno Fernandes. Davies is on stay back.
Yep.
So man, this duo is perfect, because even if Davies sometimes in some situations comes in a shooting position, I can definitely shoot with him, and he does very well. So yeah, you're right. You shouldn't play him as a left back.
Yep.
Only if you have like a god squad and you have a lot of very good players up front. But Davies is very good for attacking part.
Exactly. And if you're going to pay that much, guys, I don't think you're going to feel the difference per se in a 2 million coin left back, right? There others are just too comparable. Like maybe once in a while you're like, oh, he caught up to that guy. Maybe my Mendy couldn't have. But in the midfield, if you have a guy with 99 pace sprinting around, I think you're going to feel that quite a bit. So that's our suggestion, guys, is use him a little bit more forward if you can. I do think these are going to recover a little bit, those that are down into future stars. I don't think that future stars are going to beat the stats of these. Like I said, I think the 300 to 750k budget cards will be affected a little bit more, most likely. But that's just part of the game, and we're in that cycle now where more and more good cards in that range are going to start coming out. So I'm excited for future stars. I love the card design. It reminds me kind of some nostalgia, like the 90s, and mm-hmm. I think we're all looking forward to it. I know people, there's been dozens of suggestions for cards, so they could do so many different options now.
Yeah, and what I've noticed, I don't know if you wanted to say something about it or not, but I've watched two Twitter accounts, FootSpy and FootBurg.
Oh, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they found new cards being added to the database. So I would expect that, and they are saying this also, that those cards are being added because they are like very young players who will feature in future stars. So yeah.
Yeah, guys. So EA drops usually hints about what cards are going to release, and the first one they found was this Kulusevski.
Mm-hmm.
He's young. He's 20, as you see down here. He's 20. So signs pointed to him being featured in future stars already. So this guy is the likely one that we know of that's going to feature, which will be pretty fun. There's a lack of right wings. I already said this, but the only thing that I dislike about it is that Ronaldo just came out, you know, like with the same exact position. So maybe they'll change him to a center forward or striker or something. Who knows? But this guy is pretty much confirmed for future stars right now. And then like Florian was saying, some of the cards that were discovered were like Xavi Simons, and he just recently this year got added to the Foot database, and he's only 5'6", he's 17. But the thing about this card is he's had tons of hype over the years for being so young. Like even when he was 14, people were taking notice of him. And then he's from the Netherlands and plays for PSG. So think of how cool of a card that could be in Foot, because he links to like Robin, he links Neymar, you know, it could be pretty cool. And he's pretty renowned now for his name. Ahmad Jallo is another one that got added that Florian was talking about. I can't remember. There's been a couple more that are likely to feature in future stars tomorrow. But nonetheless, it's getting the community guessing and really excited for the event.
So two things happened during this event, guys, which also Jake mentioned, and I want to reiterate here. First thing is that we get some very good players from cars that we wouldn't expect. So from silvers, even some of them are bronze players. You see the 77 rated Kulusevski, he would get like maybe a 85 or 87 rated card, which would be very difficult to get in a regular promo, like a team of the week or something like this. First thing. And second thing is this fact that you get these players from different nations and important clubs, or maybe not important clubs, but some other leagues, which you can find some new links for your team. So that's why, because people don't really expect them, as you see in Team of the Group stage, in Winter Refresh, in Team of the Year, you kind of get the same players and the same clubs. With these ones, I think there will be something different.
Exactly. And like Florian was saying, and I kind of touched on this already too a bit, but to me, it seems like the more special cards someone already has, the less likely they are to feature. So I thought Fadi was a good example here because he's 18, right? People think of him as being really good. Barcelona actually has a few potential candidates that could really feature. And to me, Fadi wouldn't be the star feature. And that's because once you have his 81, he's already a pretty, you know, pretty decent card in foot. His 86 is a very good card in foot. So, you know, people have already started to use him this year, whereas they have a few more options that simply haven't had any special cards. So here's one, Ricky. He's 21. Dest is another option.
Yeah.
So they're not going to overload one team too much. And if a card already has a lot of specials, it seems less likely to me that they'll get in. I just wanted to show that because a lot of people are mentioning cards like Fadi, which, you know, he's young enough to be in, but he's already got an 86 in FIFA. So I feel like if I was EA, I would want to give cards to, like, you know, cards that don't have specials are less likely to in FIFA. So cards like Gio Reyna, things like that.
Yeah, it's a very exciting promo. And I saw this also on Twitter, and I was thinking for myself, I think we would have been better as a community by the people who were saving packs for Team of the Year opening these packs tomorrow when future stars are in packs. Probably the pack chances would have been even higher, but definitely a nice promo to expect. And I'm hoping also for some new SBCs, because also this is important for both for trading and for content.
Exactly. I wonder if this year too, after this year with Team of the Year pack weight being so low and the cards were a little bit reduced in overall stats too compared to years past, but I wonder if it's going to like make a transition where people start saving packs for future stars instead of Team of the Year. You know what I mean?
Like next year, yeah. And I wanted to ask you something here, because we didn't touch too much about this until now. I wanted to ask you a little bit about making coins in these days. Maybe you have something in mind. I know today is Thursday already. We are recording on a Thursday, so I wouldn't mention too much Thursday flips, because they kind of are finished. I mean, investing for them kind of ended. What do you expect for the next days, maybe for this weekend? People maybe have coins. How should they handle this part?
Yeah, I'm actually refreshing here to seeing what we can get for content, see if it pops up today. Sometimes you just got to take what EA gives you. So today what I shouted was I actually had told people to invest kind of for the marquee matchups that's coming out. Just because it's something little that can be profitable. Non-rares got really cheap because the 80 upgrades, the 80 plus player picks expired, and then we didn't have daily SBCs for a bit as Team of the Year ended. So non-rares got really cheap and they should be lifted back up. So you can invest in non-rare golds almost every Thursday and Sunday and see a decent return for daily SBCs and marquee matchups. I think flips are going to do well going into next week too. It's just you'll probably have to buy them Saturday and Sunday for best results. So if you see some meta cards that are dropping down in price a lot, they should end up being the lowest on Sunday and they should recover into the week. For me, I could see them doing those 80 plus picks again too. So if they haven't brought them out by Sunday, maybe you want to start investing in non-rares. And I'm talking pretty much about every single non-rare, right? If you can get them at 350, 450, 550, etc., I think that they'll end up going up for that. Because last time we had the 80 plus picks, they went up to like a K a pop, just so you guys know. And that's like every single non-rare on the market. So that's something that I would invest in.
So sorry to interrupt you, just to let you know what came out at 6 p.m. It came out only marquee matchups. So this is the only, let's say, SBC content, and we got, a Future Stars card in the loading screen, which is an 89 rated Dutch player.
Mm-hmm.
This is the details that we've got for the Future Stars.
Oh, okay, yeah. So pretty much not too much content today, just marquee matchups. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy, kind of expected. But
yeah, so probably starting from tomorrow, we will get, you know, guys, the regulars, one objective player that you can grind in friendlies, an SBC maybe, and I see that people are expecting a 2-week promo,
yep,
as EA kind of got us used. So yeah,
exactly. One thing that I wanted to point out too, Florian, and I don't say this all the time, is there are specific marquee matchup requirements that EA tends to use just occasionally, and this is the one I think of. It's basically where they ask for one player from each club specifically that causes a massive rise. So I want to show you guys the difference here that are watching the video and kind of talk about it. So for marquee matchups, they did include the Liverpool City game, which was pretty expected, to be honest, is the biggest game this week. But they actually also included the requirement that is going to lift players the most. So needing one player from each team is going to cause Man City players and Liverpool players to go really high, because both of those teams have so many cards that are above like 30k in value, like Mane, Salah, Van Dijk, etc., that it really limits the player pool you can use for these marquee matchups. If you guys want a sniping filter today, literally these two teams will do it. And the difference between this causing a huge rise and not is, if you see over here at Piemont Calcio versus Roma, they ask for one from either club. So that's literally only one card in total, right? That's not a big deal. But having one from each team will honestly lift their price pretty darn good.
And I, as you said about Liverpool and Man City, these are also some, of course, they were some expensive teams to do for a league SBC. So I remember the City, City squad. Okay, it doesn't require like a full team. It only requires 5 or 6 players, but it was quite expensive. I remember the 75 rated goalkeeper was like 2k, something like that. So maybe now they get even more expensive. So than that.
Exactly that. Exactly. Yeah, guys. So I would look for some meta cards over the weekend. Always take advantage of the low budget non-rare investing on Sundays and Thursdays. Today it's going to play out dividends pretty much, so it should work really well. But yeah, I'd keep it there. Keep it simple. You might have an opportunity to flip the Future Stars tomorrow, but there's no way we can preemptively say yes or no to that.
Yeah, thanks a lot for watching or listening, guys. Of course, you can listen on Google, Apple Podcast, and on Spotify. Short podcast today. We covered a bit of Team of the Year. We'll see what we get for Future Stars. Being a 2 weeks promo, we will talk next time about what moves you can make there more closely. And again, stay safe and thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, guys. Have a good one.